He's very calm. He's adorable. I know you couldn't control adorable, but I'm sure he had something to do with very calm.
Buffalo Zoo President Donna Fernandez thrilled to receive the polar bear cub. Fernandez thanked Alaska Zoo officials for caring for Collie and delivering him right to the Buffalo Zoo's doorstep. Collie was rescued in March by a hunter that accidentally shot his mother. WBFO News asked Alaska Zoo Director Pat Lampe about that rescue.
And when he shot the bear and then realized it was a lactating female, he followed the tracks back to the den, crawled down inside, found a cub, pulled it out, put it in his coveralls, rode it back into Point Lay, and then got hold of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I believe is kind of the scenario how things went.
Collie had a 14-hour plane trip from Alaska to Buffalo. The 65-pound cub will be joining Buffalo's popular young female polar bear cub, Luna. Fernandez says right now the cubs can see each other, but they're separated by a barrier before they can share the same area.
If that goes well and they're spending lots of time near each other by the mesh barrier and showing interest, then we can gradually, you know, open it up a little bit and give them a room for a paw to go through. If they're not swiping at each other and it looks good, then, you know, we'll open the door a little bit more until they get a full physical introduction. And usually we give them access to multiple spaces so that there's no one can be cornered.
Fernandez expects the cubs to become playmates within several days. Collie is owned by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who will decide on his final home. But there is no doubt these two cubs will be a huge attraction for Buffalo Zoo goers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.